cattle futures firmed on Tuesday. Beef and coal storage at the end of July was 3% more than the previous month. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday, August 26th. Live cattle futures edged higher Tuesday as feeder cattle firmed despite a bounce higher in corn futures. Except for 7 cents lower in spot August, live cattle futures closed an average of 68 cents higher, recovering what was lost in the previous session. Except for a dime lower in April, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 16 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.21 higher Tuesday afternoon at $229.68 a hundredweight. Select was $1 higher at $212.26. Corn and soybean futures jumped Tuesday with the heat and dryness across the Midwest. Corn futures closed mostly 8 to 9 cents higher through July of 21 and then mostly 4 to 5 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 10 to 14 cents higher through September of 21 and then mostly 8 cents higher. I had results from just a couple of trendable Tuesday auctions. Feeder steers traded $3 to $6 lower at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, while feeder heifers traded steady to $2 higher. There were 3,142 head on offer. Feeder steers sold $3 lower at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky, but feeder heifers traded steady to $5 higher, with advances at 400 to 500 pounds. There were 1,182 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Tuesday, with support including a surge in new home sales, which totaled 901,000 in July, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. That was 13.9% more than in June and 36.3% more than a year earlier. On the other hand, pressure included declining consumer sentiment. Month to month, the Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index decreased 6.9 points to 84.8 in August. Although consumer spending has rebounded in recent months, Lynn Franco, Senior Director of Economic Indicators at the Conference Board, says increasing concerns amongst consumers about the economic outlook and their financial well-being will likely cause spending to cool in the months ahead. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 60 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 12 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 86 points. Commercial cattle slaughter was 2.9 million head for the month of July, 0.7% less than a year earlier, but the second largest monthly slaughter of the year, according to the Livestock Marketing Information Center. Although cattle slaughter declined marginally from last year, in the latest Livestock Monitor, LMIC analysts explain commercial beef production in July reached its highest level for the year at over 2.4 billion pounds, which was 2.6% more than last year. Increased beef production is attributable to cattle dressed weights that were 28 pounds heavier or 3.5% more than a year earlier. On a related note, total pounds of beef in freezers July 31st were 3% more than the previous month, but 3% less than the prior year, according to the most recent USDA cold storage report. Frozen pork supplies were slightly less than the previous month, but were 25% less year over year. Total red meat supplies in cold storage were 1% more than the previous month, but 15% less than a year earlier. Total frozen poultry supplies were up 4% from the previous month, but were slightly less than a year earlier. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday, August 26th. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.